Hello and Adoration, Servant and Apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God, your house, to declare unto you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm doing this audio from the office in my home this Saturday afternoon, along with Kathy Davidson, formerly Kathy Small, who has been with my ministry since 1984. We will be talking about what has happened to me in the past 7 or so years. And Kathy D., that's who I call her, will be talking, contributing things to this audio, to the body of Christ worldwide. I want to say, make it clear, I walk every day, a day at a time, taking no thought for tomorrow. For the evil of the day is sufficient in itself. I've walked that way for many years. I've been obeying God now for 46 years, doing His will. When I started in 1969 to sell 121 Veterinary Hospital and my practice, Amen. But we're bringing it up to date. When I brought Kathy to my house, I did not know for what purpose she was coming. She did not know. Kathy is not where I'm at in the spirit. She does well. However, I am the one that's bringing forth fruit. And the church is full of people that think they have something to say to me, God's apostle and prophet. But they just talk, not knowing what they're doing. So, when Kathy came to the house, actually, it was a few days before she came, my eyes started dimming. That was something I wasn't looking for at all. It's in 2009, actually, but December 2008, when my vision started dimming more. It had already been dimming for several years. Now, it's more. I didn't know what to think, what to say. But I serve God. I take no thought for tomorrow. And Kathy soon learned that I didn't pay any attention to her or anyone else. Obey God. Why? Well, I had a vision in 1971. You can read about it. And see, as I was standing at water's edge, and it was at night, read about it. I'm not going to talk more about it, but God gave me the interpretation the next day. Don't look to the right, don't look to the left, and don't listen to any man, that included a woman. And I haven't. I understand that troubles some of you. But I have a commandment from God, and I pay no attention to what men or women say to me, only if they would have something to say that was by the Spirit of God. So, my eyes dim. By June 2009, we only have a record that month where I could read the Bible with my glasses, which I rarely use. In 2008, 7654321. But now I'm moving in the new realm in the spirit. I've got something new that needs to be done, and that's to bring forth fruit with Kathy Small. And she was in great bondage to all kinds of witchcraft. All kinds of witchcraft. But that didn't bother God. That didn't bother me. So I started ministering to her, not knowing what for what purpose she was at my house, except I certainly believed that she was to become fruit of my ministry. And I never changed. And I don't change. I don't change that my daughter, Kathy Bye, will be fruit of my ministry. But Kathy Bye listened to the wrong spirit and rebelled. September, thank God, of 2015, she had many fools encouraging her. Many. You're still a fool if you even touch her. If you give her a bit of counsel, if you even live with her, you're a fool. Get that straight. She's my daughter. Thank God. And she will come back under my authority, not living with the devil. Thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, it's been a great test, a great time. Since 8, 08, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. This is where at today. I've been unable to drive my own car since June or July, I think it was June, 09. I've been unable to walk on the sidewalk for maybe, I'm not sure what year, I could walk on the sidewalk by myself, but that came to an end. And I've been unable to care. No, not care. Been unable to do anything on my own without assistance. Now, certain things. Certainly, I don't need somebody showering for me. I know how to get in a shower. I know how to take a shower. And some crazy idiot called a Texas Department of something, said I had a hernia and I was unable to shower. God, you liars, you repent, you'll go to hell for lying. And there wasn't any need for them to come. You know that? Amen. But the government of America. Thanks. You know, I've heard them called Big Brother. Well, you're not my Big Brother. Jesus Christ is my Big Brother.
Don't forget, they very much apologized.
Thank you.
For ever intruding.
Thank you to the dead. Amen. Thank God. Amen. But the fools that called them, They haven't apologized.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
We haven't heard them. Amen. So, all these years, since 09, beginning December 08, amen, I've been as though I were going to prison, living in prison, amen. Oh, no one understood me, amen. Well, I have said to Kathy D that I'm in prison. I am in prison because I can't do anything on my own. Amen. Oh, I can feed myself, right? I can drink my own coffee. I can dress myself. And I minister to you, you wicked thing. Bow your knee in Jesus' name. Thank God. Well, 2009, 2010, 2011, 2012, I'd canceled all television in 09 because some wicked people went to television stations and asked that I'd be put off of television. And they got it done. Now, I've got their notes. They recorded on a blog instructions what to say to television stations. Guess what? Television stations, most part, agreed because they're afraid of getting sued. Well, God bless you heathen. 2008, change 9, big change 10, huge change 11, bigger change 12, overcame when on radio, also when on Roku. I'd been on live stream since 07. I was delivered Kathy D almost weekly, ministering to her, setting her free. And I felt like I was in prison. I was a prisoner, and I knew it. Prisoner, God's people, God's children, put me in prison with their devil. Thank God. Well, certainly, I didn't have any bars, but might as well have. I couldn't even walk out of my house, get on the street alone. No. So, I've been imprisoned by the devils of God's people. Amen. You think I don't know it? Well, I do. Amen. In 12, I said, 12 when I broke it. 13, I thought I was coming out, doing well. Then I get a revelation, Daniel 11, 20, verse 20 to 28. God, my sight went down in hours, amen, in hours. But I'm bringing forth some fruit. Thank God. Amen. 13. Late. Around Thanksgiving. Maybe earlier. And we had a meeting Thanksgiving Day. Amen. And I saw some changes taking place. In the Brown family. Terry and the Browns came forth. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. I'm still in captivity. Now, in early 14, I start ministering to Terry Brown. Thank God. January 14, oh, thank God. And I minister to others a lot. And now things started growing darker. By the middle 14, everything was dark. And but thank God, Minister Terry Brown to bring forth fruit. People that were surrounded by ministry act like a bunch of fools. They made all kinds of whispering and accusations behind me. And but I paid no attention to it. I kept walking. Why? Because I was obeying God, obeying Jehovah, obeying Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. 14, by the middle of June, or June 28th, it turned dark. Amen. Thank God it got dark. Persecutors, great. But smote my soul down to the ground like a man that was dead. And thank God, amen, thank God, brought me into darkness, amen, but brought me into like a man long time dead in the darkness, amen. My spirit was much more overwhelmed, amen, thank it, amen, amen. Now keep fighting. I will not quit. No, I'm a man of God. I'm a servant of God. I'm an apostle. I'm a prophet. God upholds me. Amen. Amen. Well, recently, Kathy D. and I have talked a bit about my lifestyle. 7 years. Like I'm in prison. Especially the last 3, I couldn't do anything. Alone, I could barely find my way around in Water Life Church and in my home in Plano, Texas. And but Satan attacking me all the time. Tongues of hell, set on fire, bell. And but. Thank it. Amen. Thank it. Well, Katie and I been talking a little. She sees that I've been like a man in prison. She lived with me 7 years. No, she won't be leaving me until God tells her to. You get that? You wicked people, you devil lovers, loves ways of the devil and not of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So, I've asked her to share a little bit how she views me. She's a sister and one that I love with all my heart because she loves God with everything she knows how. She's fruit of my heart. Fruit of the gospel. Amen. So now, as I set you up, what are you going to do? Kathy D. Amen.
We were talking yesterday about the ministry of Paul, the Apostle Paul, and how God had me reading in 2 Corinthians and Galatians and some Ephesians and the trials that God put the Apostle Paul in, and that it was the Spirit of God that put Paul in prison. And Paul was in prison in Jerusalem for several years. And then Paul went to Rome and was in prison there several years. And then he left, and he was brought back to prison, and then he was crucified. But that was the will of God that he was in prison. And it also, Paul talks about taking on the afflictions of the church. And what is it, that verse that says that I fill up the afflictions left?
Oh, in Colossians chapter 1, verse 23 or 4.
Right. Shall we read it?
Sure. You better know. This woman is a preacher of the gospel, called of God. Now, not a preacher by the will of Doyle or some other man or some woman, but by the will of God, a minister of the gospel. And she has helped me much, minister to me and will. Kathy D.
Colossians 1:24. This is the Apostle Paul speaking. Who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh. You notice, in my flesh, for his body's sake, which is the church. And God had the Apostle Paul do that, and I've seen it here. I've seen it here with the church.
You believe I'm an apostle?
Yes.
What?
You think I'd come here not?
Hey, I'll tell you what. Kathy and I have a lot of fun. Lot of fun ministering to one another, doing the will of God. And what a joy it is to know this woman from born in Pennsylvania, raised in Ohio. Thank God. I thank God for who she is in the Lord and what she means to the Church of Jesus Christ worldwide. Kathy D., speak on.
Yeah.
I like to bugger a little.
Yeah. But back to that, you know, that we don't believe the word of what God has in the apostle ministry.
That's right.
Paul said, I am the scum of the earth.
That's right.
The offscouring, he said.
That's right.
He said, I'm a fool for Christ's sake.
That's right.
And we read those words, but when we see it happen in front of us, we say that is not God.
Amen.
But yet the word is fulfilled.
Amen.
So, and I've seen it here, living here, and you are in prison. Oh. You were a man that could go where he wanted to go. You could drive as fast as you wanted to drive.
Glory.
Right. And God, dealing with the church, dealing with all of us,
amen,
put you in a prison, in your own home.
That's right.
In your own church.
That's right.
But I see you coming out.
Oh, yeah. Let me say something. In 06, February of 06, amazing, I was at the Schlosser trial in Collin County. McKinney Courthouse. 06. Guess what? I was 72 years old. Turned 73 April 1st. Met a lady. And by the way, the authorities of Collin County, they wanted to hang me. One of them especially had an agenda. Rest of them, decent people. But this one guy, he had an agenda. He wanted to hang me good. If he could have, he'd have put up gallows and had me hung by the neck. But, you see, I had authority over him. And he lost his job, too. Amen. So, God put me on the witness stand. It was written in my own newspaper, Plano, Courier Gazette, Davidson at 73. I wasn't 73 yet, but it was close. April 1st, was a dominant presence in that courtroom with his gravelly voice and his scriptural references. I sure was had authority in that courtroom. I have authority in any courtroom. Wherever God sends me, I have authority. It was a great blessing. So, I'd been through that. And, you know, that was in what? 06? You know what? In 16, February, be 10 years.
Amen.
Amen. And I was strong now as I was then at 70. I was 72, not 73. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, that's true. I'm 83 now. Past. Really strong. Bulletproof, faith and power. Doing the will of God. But I want to say something about Captain D. I've been around religious people all my life. I've heard the best preachers in America. The best. I've heard them all. I had an aunt that was one, considered one good preacher, Neva Dodson. And Catherine Kuhlman happened to be from Missouri, just east of Kansas City. This is the best gospel preacher I ever heard in my life.
It is the Spirit of God. It is I not know me. It is not me.
It's the gospel.
It is the gospel and the Spirit of God.
You know I don't flatter you.
No, you don't.
I've been in prison.
Amen.
To the devil. But God put me there. And what was that, 10 or 11?
January 2010.
All right. She was at my house, still is. Don't think she's going to leave. No, we don't commit adultery, you wicked people. Amen. And one day God had her open Galatians 4 to me. And then Galatians 6.
Right.
Would you read? And look, I'm an apostle, prophet, long before this took place. But see, I don't claim to have revelation of the whole Bible. I've got revelation of what the Lord wants me to have today. But Kathy Davis, she got my name. It's the will of God she got it. It's also the will of God that what took place after she got it was him. All right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Share with me. Then, the world. Galatians 4.
Right. Galatians 4:13. Paul speaking. He said, you know how through the infirmity of the flesh, I preached the gospel to you at the first. In my temptation, which was in my flesh, you despised not nor rejected, but received me as an angel of God, even as Christ Jesus. Where is then the blessedness you spake of? For I bear you record that if it had been possible, you would have plucked out your own eyes and given them unto me. And I said to you, do you see that Paul's temptation in the flesh was his eyes?
Yeah, but it took me a little bit.
Yeah.
You see, God sent her with a message. Now, in December of 08, she's sitting in a vehicle with her ex. And oh my God, have mercy on him for all that he did to the servant of God. And I walked over, and the door of the van was open. And I said, you are a prophetess of God. If you have a message from God for me, speak it and I'll hear it. I walked off. Then, that was in 08, actually.
Right.
December. Then in 10, you bring me this message. Right?
Right.
And I listened. I thought, my goodness, I've read this, but I couldn't see it. Why? God wanted this prophetess to bring it to me. God wants this prophet to bring it to you, too. The gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, would you read verse, what, 6?
Chapter 6, verse 11, it shows that Paul overcame that temptation. Because in verse 11, it says, "You see how large a letter I have written unto you with my own hand." And then, verse 17, Paul goes on and he says, "From henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus." But it was a man troubling. It was man troubling him.
Yeah, it sure was.
Yeah.
Now, in the 28th chapter of Acts, I believe, it talks about the Apostle Paul dwelling in his own hired house for 2 whole years, receiving every person that came to him, and no man hindering him.
Right.
Well, that means his eyes were okay, too. You know that?
That is true. That is true.
Well, he says in 6th chapter, "Let no man trouble me."
Right.
So he taught 2 whole years. Oh, folks, no, I'm not over. My end is not close. I will meet Jesus in the air whenever the trump sounds.
Amen.
Let's look in that last chapter of Acts 28. And let's see what it says about what Isaiah said, what Paul spoke that Isaiah said.
Acts 28, verse 30. "And Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own hired house, and received all that came in unto him, preaching the kingdom of God, and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no man forbidding him."
And how about that, Miss Kathy?
I think that's pretty cool.
Are you about ready to close this show?
Go right ahead.
Well, I am. I enjoy doing audio with you. I thought I might do this on the set, but this is better.
Amen.
We can do it sitting in the office where I've lived and I brought you to, and you live here.
We have a lot of conversations in this office.
A lot of them. A lot of conversation. Ministering one to another.
Amen.
Oh, we have conversations at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of them.
Right. Ministry, one to another. We have conversations at 6 a.m., 7 a.m., 8 a.m. Ministry, the things of God. What a blessing this sister is to me. But let me tell you what else. She's fruit of my heart and the gospel. God bless you. Good day. Joel Davidson, along with Kathy D. from the office, Plano, Texas. See you later.